Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting second. The right fielder, Ernie Kish. Batting third. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Astroth. Moses moves to third. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Astroth and he is safe. Hockett steals second. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk strikes out. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella who is chasing the ball. Curtwright reaches third base with a triple. Moses scores. Hockett scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Curtwright scores. Appling moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Cuccinello moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Cuccinello scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kish moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball four. Kish moves to third. Hall moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGee for the out. Kish scores. Hall moves to third. Estilella moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hockett throws the ball into Nagel, who tags Kell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hall scores. Estilella scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Kish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-1 in the game. Schock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schock. The throw from Astroth and he is safe. Schock steals second. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Schock scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Astroth and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cuccinello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Bowles pinch hits for Don Black. Charlie Bowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Fowler now pitching. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nagel hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Tresh scores. Moses moves to third. It's 8-3, White Sox. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Hockett scores. It's 10-3, White Sox. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kish takes first base on ball 4. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling strikes out. Astroth drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Appling out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nagel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Kell reaches second base with a double. There goes McGee trying to get to home. Hockett throws the ball into Appling, who relays the ball to Tresh, who tags McGee, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0-for-1 in the game. Busch takes first base on ball 4. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Bush moves to second. It's 11-4, White Sox. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Fowler reaches second base with a double. Bush scores. Astroth moves to third. It's 11-5, White Sox. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Astroth scores. Fowler moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-6, White Sox. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estolella. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross now pitching. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estolella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estolella is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Estolella hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Kell reaches second base with a double. McGee moves to third. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cuccinello for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nagel hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fowler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fowler moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Ross moves to second. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Estilella strikes out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cartwright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Cartwright reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Cuccinello reaches second base with a double. Cartwright scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 13-6, White Sox. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Cuccinello moves to third. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Astroth hits a fly ball into left field. Cartwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fowler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Hockett moves to second. One out. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cartwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses scores. Hockett moves to third. Two outs. It's 14-6, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hockett scores. It's 15-6, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kish bunts towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Estilella hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 15, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.